wear sandals as a carpenter?
Yeah, that doesn't sound very practical.
Hey, well, his toes ain't all beat up, so I guess he didn't drop them.
He's doing all right, huh? Maybe he's just more careful now that he wears sandals. I would be. What about winter clothes? What do people wear in the winter here? Does it get cold here?
Oh, yeah. You get down about 40, 45 below, yeah.
Yeah.
About 20 below anymore is about the most we get. Now, I guess most of them use some type of insulated jacket, you know. I suppose a nylon jacket with something in it. And insulated coveralls a lot of people use.
Okay.
And they're up around $100 a pair now. So.
People wear coats?
Yeah, most people do, yeah.
Is that different than a jacket? Is that different?
It's thicker. It's heavier material, I think. Depends. Yeah, I think it probably is.
Okay.
Defined as being heavier material. Maybe longer than a jacket, too.
Okay. I don't know. I've never been down here during the winter. I've been up in Denver. And I found the case up in Denver is if you dress too warm, you end up getting hot around noontime. Is that true down here?
It can happen, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, you're doing layers because if the sun comes out, why... You know, even if it gets 25 below at night, if the sun comes out, it'll get up around 30 or so in the daytime.
Okay.
You know, and then you're good for that for a couple of hours. Then you start putting it back on because it started getting cold again.
Yeah, right. The layers is the way to go around here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wear much gloves? Many gloves? Do you wear gloves at all, like when you work? Or?
Very hard to work with gloves. You know, I use leather gloves sometimes, you know, depending if I'm welding or doing something rough, you know.
Okay.
Or getting wood. Sometimes use these cotton jersey gloves. There's quite a few gloves worn in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But can't do everything with gloves on.
Yeah. Do the gloves that you see people wearing in the winter, do they typically have fingers? Or?
Most of them, yeah. I think the mitten, we used to use mittens a long, long time ago. But
yeah.
I don't think there's too many mittens wore anymore.
Okay. How about this neat pair of gloves? They're pretty nice. They're warm. They got the fingers cut out of them, which you've probably seen before, and that allows you a little more dexterity.
Yeah.
However, these are different because you can pull something over and it's like a mitten. So if your fingers get really cold and you're not using them, that's kind of neat. I like those.
Yeah, I don't know what they call them. I've seen some.
Yeah.
I think some of these bow hunters, they use a type of glove, too, that has the fingers open on them.
Right. Yeah, you want to get the feel there.
But then a lot of gloves, you know, you wear it out the fingers first anyway, so you can cut them off and go ahead and use them.
Yeah, I've seen people do that, too. Got a dishwasher?
No. Me.
Yeah? What do you use, the piece of cloth, to, you get it wet and you...
Dishcloth.
Dishcloth. You ever call it a dish rag?
Sometimes, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
How do you dry the dishes when you do them?
Dish towel or just let them sit there and dry?
Just let them dry. I think that's the most common way nowadays. Everybody I talked to said, you just let them dry.
Yeah.
Do you wear suspenders at all?
No.
Okay. Do you see people wearing suspenders much? Or?
Not like we used to in the old days.
Okay. Is that what people call them, suspenders? Or might you hear them called braces?
No, I've heard them suspenders.
Okay. Yeah. And trousers. Is that what people call something like this? Or is that something else? A pair of trousers?
Oh, I think they just call them pants.
Okay.
You know, I think...
You ever call them slacks?
Women wear slacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do people often call these just jeans or Levi's or something like that around here?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Both of them.
Okay. You mentioned a rain barrel earlier that women wash their hair in.